Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody else around the world? That's right, we're broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody around the world can listen to my radio show. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm bringing you Gregory's Story. That's right, that's the talk radio show where I tell all kind of good stories to my listening audience. And today is Friday, and we've dedicated our Friday show to talking about the homelessness. We want to solve the homelessness in Las Vegas. And with the solutions to homelessness in Las Vegas, we can solve homelessness in all of the cities around the country of the United States of America, and we can solve all the homelessness in all of the countries around the world. So if everybody listens to the solutions that we come up with for solving the homeless or the activities that we put on for homeless people, if you put those activities together and put them to work in your city and in your country, you can solve the homeless problem in your neighborhood also. That's the goal of my Friday show. So, again, listen in to today's show and listen very carefully so that you can learn about some activities that we're doing in Las Vegas that we can put together in other cities across America and other cities around the world, because there's homeless people everywhere, and we shouldn't have to have homeless people anywhere. So if you listen to my radio show today, not only will you hear some ideas about solving homelessness, but we'll be able to listen to some good music and listen to some good commercials, and you can get some good information. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and lock your chair, because I'm G Money, and I'm running for president of the United States of America, so I got a lot of ideas to solve homelessness. And we're putting everything that I know into effect right here in Las Vegas. Plus, I have a lot of agencies in Las Vegas that are working to solve the homelessness in Las Vegas. So we're all working together to get rid of the homelessness in Las Vegas. Okay, well, first off, let me ask you a question. How's the weather in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, the weather is beautiful. It's not hot. It's cool, calm, and collective. And we have a little breeze going on in Las Vegas. Not much, though. It's a little breeze, about 10 miles an hour. So it's not much of a breeze. And it's about 70 to 75 degrees. Yesterday it rained a little bit, and last night it rained a little bit, but it didn't last long. It was just a few drizzles and a few drops that landed from the skies above. So we just dealt with a little rain, but it was warm. It was 80 degrees yesterday, and it was raining. But like I said, it didn't rain hard. It was just a short amount of drizzle. In fact, I was sitting in my patio doing the radio show yesterday, and I could feel drops of water falling on me. But it wasn't serious enough for me to shut the show down or to move inside to do the show from inside. So I just felt a few drops. And then all of a sudden, it stopped. So the rain didn't affect anything that was going on in my world. So I continued the show yesterday. And I told some good stories this week. So if you listen to the show, you heard me tell how I saved people's lives. That's what I told stories about. All the lives of different people that I saved all last week. That's what all my stories was about. Because I wanted to let people know that I'm a lifesaver and that I am a hero to a lot of people in America. Not just in America, but around the world. Now, I haven't told all of my worldly stories where I've saved people. I've just conveyed a couple of stories from here in the United States, mostly in Los Angeles, California, in South Central LA, or in Hollywood, in California. I've saved people's lives. But I wanted to make a point of letting people know that I'm a good person and I can do good things for this country. I can be a lifesaver for anybody that wants to have a good American country. Then you need to vote for G Money for president of the United States of America. Vote for G Money in 2020, because next year it'll be time to get rid of the president we have and to vote in somebody new. And I think I'm the man that you guys need to vote for to run for president, because you need to put somebody with common sense in that can do some proper things for the country. And we won't be starting no wars. I hope that there will be no wars before I get into office, because it looks like there's some drama stirring up overseas, and we don't know what's going to happen, but let's pray on it that it's not going to take us into World War III. So, in the meantime and between time, we're going to have a good time on my radio show and in my world, because this is G's world, and G Money is in charge of everything going on in his world. So if you join my world, you can have a good time too. We just had Mother's Day last weekend, and that was a good day. For all of the mothers, I'm sure they had good dinners, and they went to dinner with their family, and their daughters cooked dinners for them, and their husbands cooked dinner for them. It was nice. We had an excellent weekend. I had a lot of female friends that cooked dinner, and I enjoyed their company in Las Vegas. My mother is in California, but I'm sure she was in a good place and had good dinner and was treated with the utmost respect in California at the home that she lives in. So I'm sure it was an excellent place. And my baby brother went to visit her, so he told me that she had a good time. So I'm glad to hear that everything is good to go in my family or so. That's right. So anyway, on with the radio show. DJ Papa D, drop the commercial spot to let everybody know that's homeless where they can go and get food to eat in Las Vegas.
The organization MEANS, M-E-A-N-S. We need all of the stores and restaurants that are donating food or have food to donate to the homeless agencies or to low-income agencies. They need to contact MEANS. Go on the internet and find the website and find the database for MEANS and register your store or your restaurant. And if you have food that you want to give to homeless people or to low-income people, then register with MEANS and register with their database on the internet so that they can make arrangements to pick up the food that you have to distribute. And if you're a charity and you're interested in receiving food because you want to give food to low income or to the homeless, then you need to contact MEANS and register with their database and let them know that you want to receive food because you have people that you want to give the food to. So go on the internet, pull up MEANS, M-E-A-N-S, and pull up their database and register your charities to the database so that the food that is available to be given away, you'll be able to receive some of that food. And you can use it for the homeless or low-income people or however you want to distribute the food. It will be available to you.
Oh,
I'd like to give a list of all of the places homeless people can go to eat. From 5 till 7, you can go to Catholic Charities, and that's on the corner of Owens and Main Street, and they serve coffee and donuts in the morning. And from 9 o'clock, you can get in line to go into the dining hall at Catholic Charities, and they serve food from 9 till 11 o'clock, and that's at Catholic Charities. And then they have a day camp that's located on Foremaster and between Las Vegas Boulevard and Main Street, and they offer several different kinds of services. But they have bathrooms and showers and certain city services at that location. And then Salvation Army has a dining hall that serves food from 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock. And you can line up at the dining hall at 1 o'clock and get in line to eat. And that's at Salvation Army. And then at 4 o'clock, you can go to the Rescue Mission, which is on the corner of Bonanza and Grandy. And at 5 o'clock, they start serving dinner from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Now, also on the corner of Grandy, there's a medical center. So share that with anybody you know that's homeless, so that they can get food and they can get medical attention and they can get services from the city.
I would walk around, and any girls that I saw that were sitting around and they weren't dancing, they were just sitting at the table either because they were fat or because they were ugly or because they weren't dressed real nice. Nobody had asked them to dance. So I would make it my business to walk around, and I would... I would walk around, and any girls that I saw that were sitting around and they weren't dancing, they were just sitting at the table either because they were fat or because they were ugly or because they weren't dressed real nice. Nobody had asked them to dance. So I would make it my business to walk around, and I would see the girls that were sitting at the tables by themselves. They would be patting their foot and banging their fingernails on the tables, but they weren't getting up to dance. So I would walk around and I'd see these girls, and I'd go up and ask them to dance. And they would be so happy to get up and dance. And they'd say, yes, I want to dance. And they would get up and they'd dance with me, and I would have them on the dance floor sweating because I made them work for it. I made them dance until they were tired. I'm running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money, because I'm running for president in 2020. Thank you. Phi Beta Sigma fraternity is having their national convention here in Las Vegas in the month of July. So we'll have some fundraisers going on. They're hoping to raise some money for the homeless. So check it out on the internet. Look up Phi Beta Sigma fraternity and see if you can see any kind of dates for any activity. GMoney.com, where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order
and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world? That's right, I'm talking to everybody on 7 continents. I'm talking to everybody around the world. So today is our show dedicated to solving the homeless problem in America and in any country around the world. So today is the day that I'm asking all the agencies that are doing stuff for the homeless, I'm asking them to call in so we can talk about what they're doing on the radio. We can let everybody know from their mouths to our ears what they're doing to help the homeless people in America, in Las Vegas, or anywhere else around the world. So this is your chance to call in and talk to me live on the radio today. You've been sending us your notices, letting us know what the events are looking like and what you're planning and what you have plan to help the homeless. But it's nice if you tell us in person the things that you're doing so that we can hear it from your mouth to our ears. And we like it that way to give you a chance to promote your event and to promote your organization. Because tell us the name of your organization and the things that you're doing, and that'll give you a lot of credibility. Because after all, pretty soon I'm going to be getting some money from Washington, D.C., and I'm going to be distributing money to all of the agencies that are doing things for the homeless in Las Vegas. See, that'll be my job, because I'm the spokesperson for everybody in Vegas, at least with Washington, D.C., I am. So call me and let's get acquainted on the radio. And at the same time, you can tell everybody in Las Vegas and everybody across the country of the United States of America, and you can tell everybody around the world, so they can hear what ideas you have that you're doing for people all over the world to stop the homelessness. So call me. You have my number, 323-870-4366. That's the phone number to call me direct at the radio station right now. And we're going to put your conversation on the air so that you can tell everybody the things that your organization is doing. We're giving you that opportunity. That's why we do the radio show on Friday, to let everybody know what you're doing. All right, DJ Papa D, play some music, and we'll continue the show for the listeners that are listening to our... And I had a girlfriend that used to smoke crack, and she used to get high with me, and we lived together for like 3 years, off and on, in apartments, all of that. But I had to constantly give her some crack cocaine to keep her happy. And I got to the point where I said, hey, baby, I can't give you no more crack because I ain't got no more money to spend on crack. And I think she just got tired of me not buying the drugs for her. And I left one day to go do something on the street, and I came back and she was gone. And I was like, wow, she just really left like that. Didn't tell me bye or leave me a note or nothing. She just packed up all of her clothes, took all of my DVDs and my CDs, and she left.
Thank you.
This is G-Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Just a word to all the homeless people that are listening to this show. I wanted to give you some tips on where to find blankets and where to find extra clothes. If you go into the dumpsters at the apartment complex, because when people move out of the apartment, the maintenance people go in and clean up the apartment, and anything that's left in the apartment, they throw it out. And if you go through the dumpsters, you may actually find some blankets that could actually keep you warm. And that's my tip to you as a homeless person. I want to give some hints to people living in Las Vegas. There's what they call Church Row, where you can go and get clothes. And the churches are located on C Street on the east side of Vegas, all the way to H Street, and on Washington Avenue, which is on the south side of Vegas, all the way up to Harris Avenue. So between those four streets, they have a list of residential streets, and all of these streets have churches on them. And if you get there early, you can get the best pick of clothes so you can get warm for the winter. And you tell them G-Money sent you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world? That's right. I'm broadcasting worldwide on 7 continents. So you can tell everybody to listen to the radio show. And today's show is dedicated to solving the homeless problem around the world, and especially in Las Vegas. We're working really hard to solve the homelessness in Las Vegas, because I understand we're the 8th largest homeless population in America. So that's kind of embarrassing, since we're one of the richest cities in the country. I can't understand how we're going to be one of the homeless, the leaders in homelessness in the country, and we have all of this money in Vegas, because everybody comes here to gamble. So they come here and they lose their money, and Vegas is collecting all of their money. And they are using the money for different activities here. So they should be using the money to help solve the homeless situation. They should be building restaurants to feed the homeless. and they should be building housing to house the homeless, and they should have clothes dispensaries to give people clothes that are homeless. You know, we got money to do all of that here in Las Vegas. So I don't know why somebody hasn't taken the initiative and jumped up and did that. But that's one thing I'll do when I'm president. I will take care of the homeless situation for sure. And I will make Las Vegas one of the best places to live on the United States. Now, I can't do everything as president, but I can start the ball rolling and make it possible. Make it happen. And that's what they'll say. They'll say, make it happen, Captain. And I'm like, yeah, I'm the captain of the ship, and this is what we're going to do to make things right. So that's how I'll take charge. I'll do it like that all day long. Okay, and since I am running for president, I have a website where you can donate money to my campaign. It'll be G-Money for 2020. I think that's the website. G-Money for President in 2020. And otherwhere and otherwise, you can go to storytimewithgmoney.com, and you can buy some of the comedy albums that we have available for you, because I have a list of albums that I've been working on, and I'm always in the studio working on some stories or something to entertain the audience. So go to storytimewithgmoney.com and listen to a couple of the stories. I got like 16 or 18 albums full of stories that you can listen to. And if you buy some of my albums, then that'll go to helping my campaign. And we also have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kinds of product. And if you buy G Money gear, that'll help my campaign also. So go to storytimewithgmoney.com and buy the comedy album. You know, I have a lot of choices for you to listen to, a lot of interesting stories, and you can pull up a few albums and purchase them, and that'll help my campaign. And then you can also buy products from the store, from G Money Product Store, and that'll help my campaign also. And we have a lot of products. I mean, we've set it up to where you got like 200 products that you can choose from to decorate your house, or your dorm room, or your clubhouse, or your nightclub, or any kind of residence. We have all the gear that you need to make your house successful in every avenue that you want to endeavor in. So go to storytimewithgmoney.com. Yep, that's the site. Storytimewithgmoney.com. That's it. Yep, pull up the website and you can see all kind of interesting stuff. It'll connect you to being a fan club member. Yeah, we have registration for G Money's fan club. So you can be a fan club member, and you can be a VIP fan club member, or you can be an ambassador fan club member, or eventually we're going to have affiliates where you can make some money having people buy G Money gear from the store. So, you know, you just spread the word and let everybody know that we have all these products for sale, and you can possibly make some money by spreading the word for me, because we want everybody to be involved in buying the product, and because that'll help my campaign out a lot. And we have the website, G Money for President in 2020. So you can donate directly to the campaign if you're interested in supporting me for president of the United States of America in 2020. Okay. Well, we're still waiting on homeless agencies to give us a call, because I'm waiting to talk to some people and letting them talk to my listeners on the radio. So if you want to talk about what you're doing for the homeless, then you need to call us, because I've given you my radio show direct contact number, and I need you to call in and talk to us about everything you're doing for Las Vegas or any country in America or any country, any state or city in America or any country around the world. Yes, because we're broadcasting this announcement to 7 continents. That's every continent on the planet. There are 7 continents, which is worldwide. So everybody should be listening to G Money's radio show, because I'm the radio show premier, and everybody should be listening, especially when we do story time with gmoney.com. Yep, that's the website. So you can pull up all of my comedy albums, which are stories, hours of stories, and you can pull up the store, and you can buy products from the store. Yep. So we're waiting on calls to come in from all of the homeless agencies that are located in the cities around the country. Call in and let's talk about what you're doing. Okay, DJ Papa D, play some more music and drop some comedy spots, and we'll continue the show today. Okay, so I'm drinking beer during the game. After that, well, I was feeling no pain. I was feeling really good. Plus the fact that I hadn't been to sleep in 2 days because I did this, I chaperoned the prom, and then I went to the Lakers game, and we finished the Lakers game about 10 o'clock at night. So by the time we finished drinking, it was almost midnight. And I jumped in my vet, and I went down to the freeway, and I jumped on the freeway, and I'm driving home, and I closed my eyes, and I thought to myself, wow, that feels really good. I need to be home in my bed sleeping. And I went to sleep behind the wheel.
We are
You can go on the website, akcloset.org, and that's a woman that has clothes to give away to homeless people and to people that need clothes. She gives clothes away to men, women, and children. So she has a trailer full of clothes that she's interested in giving away. So go on the website, akcloset.org, and you tell them G Money sent you. There's a thrift store called Marty's Mart, and it's run by the Reformation Lutheran Church, and they have women's clothes, and they have men's clothes, and they have children's clothes. And so if you go down there, you can get a good pick of clothes to wear so that you can be warm during the cold weather that we're getting ready to have. And it's located at 1219 South Main Street in Las Vegas. And they're open from 10 in the morning to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And they're open Monday through Saturday. And you tell them G Money sent you. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right, I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down, and I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
Tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., there is a pop-up and give mobile food pantry now serving zip code 89107. And this will actually be held at the Hyde Park Middle School, which is 900 Henson Street. And it's hosted by the Just One Project. And it is anyone can come and get food and supplies. Also, the open air market, which is hosted by the Lutheran Social Services of Nevada every Saturday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., is happening tomorrow morning at A New Day Adult Care 2, which is located at 542 South Decatur Boulevard. Again, that is 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., and you can go there and get food and supplies. Also, tomorrow morning from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., the UUCLV Food Pantry will be hosted at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Las Vegas, and that is 3616 East Lake Mead Boulevard. And you can go there. They do this every third Saturday of the month, but you can go there and you can get food and supplies. There's also the Free Farmers Market, hosted by the Food Outreach Las Vegas and Reach Church Las Vegas. And this is also tomorrow morning from 9:30 to 11:30 at George E. Harris Elementary School. And that's 3620 South Sand Hill Road. Also, from 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. tomorrow morning, the Valley Vegas Church is having its Saturday morning food giveaway ministry, and that is located at 4500 West Sahara Avenue. And that's it for this weekend.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? All across seven continents. Yes, my radio show is expanding. We're worldwide. So I'm grateful for all the people that listen to my radio show. It's Gregory Stories on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. Yep, so listen to the radio show Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. And you can hear some good stuff on my radio show. Music, interesting stories, announcements, commercials. All kind of good stuff. Yep. Well, that's the end of the show for this week. I hope you enjoyed the shows this week, and we look forward to you listening in on the shows for next week. That'll be starting Monday at 3 o'clock. All right. Well, thank you, DJ Papa D, for your services. And thank you, Big Nasty, for your promotional skills. And I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And this is Gregory's Story. And we're out of here. Talk to you next week. Have a good weekend. Goodbye. I had a Mustang. I had 20s all around, and I was sitting 3 inches off of the ground. Oh, man, I was low riding for real. They couldn't tell me nothing. Oh, yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang, how it was gold on the outside and it was white on the inside, and my wheel wells were painted white. And I had gold lights on my wheels. Oh, yeah, I told you about that.
I had tinted windows, and I had gold lights on the inside of my car. Oh, yeah, I know I told you about it. My Mustang was the sight for sore eyes. Oh, man, I used to ride my Mustang all over town, and people would see me, and at night I would turn my lights on my wheels, and they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.